Hi, and welcome to the director's commentary for the orchestral version of Whip It. I'm Josue Feliciano.
And this is me, Michael Vitaliaco.
And we're going to go ahead and kick the song off. You can kind of hear at the beginning of the track, we had a 100-piece orchestra that was going to play with us, which was kind of odd because we only really needed the...
Yeah, I believe that the viola was the only actual person in the orchestra playing, but the rest of the orchestra was a good sport and tuned up anyway.
I think it was just a solid show of solidarity from the solidarity.
Yeah.
I guess one of the questions we've got a lot of emails is why Whip It, and I kind of wanted to touch on that. When Whip It came out in, what was it, 1982?
1980-something. It was some crazy shit in the 80s.
If you listen to the lyrics and just
they're ahead of their time.
It really was revolutionary for what they were facing. Just listen, crack that whip. It's obviously coming out of the racial turmoil of the 70s.
And I mean, you've told me in the past, no one was cracking a whip back in the 80s until Devo did.
Well, Devo made cracking the whip hip.
That's basically what happened.
Also, another thing I wanted to mention was this singer, he was just amazing to work with.
I believe we found him in the alley behind the Lyric Opera.
All it took was a $1.50 bottle of, what was it, Boondocks?
Something like Boondocks.
And he was a consummate professional. Other than
the heroin was a bit of a problem.
It was a bit of a problem, but you know what? It really helped him hit those high notes.
It did.
When he was kind of coming down.
When he came down, he just couldn't do it. But, you know, one of my favorite parts is actually coming up. Whip It.
I say Whip It!
This is just... It's deep.
It's one of the genius that Devo showed was being able to say a lot with just very few words.
Right, I know. There's like 6 words in the song, isn't there?
There's a total of about 8 words, but if you were to dissect each word is like 1,000 messages.
Yes, yes.
And just the intonation of how each one is said.
Right.
It's amazing.
And the violist is kicking it up a notch here.
Who was that violist?
I think we found him in the alley with the singer. I believe he was doing something for cocaine.
And you could just hear the people. At first, they were stunned. They did not know how to react.
They did not know how to react.
And
absolutely
once they realized, we were just part of history.
Yeah, they were like, this is how Whip It was meant to be.
And I think that's important to realize that we're not saying that the original version of Whip It is wrong in any way.
It was great.
For its time, perfect.
Absolutely.
But we just think we've taken it to another level.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we bring Whip It to a whole new generation that maybe would have never heard it before.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to the director's commentary. And hopefully when we're in your town, because we are going on the road.
We are taking this tour. That's an important note.
We'll be in San Francisco in May. And I think Canada sometime. I don't know. But I hope to see you there, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Keep listening.